Okay, the Bayside. Today's daf is daf Kuf Vav. We're holding roughly 8 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins with a Braisa Tana Rabbanan. It's telling us of the halacha that we're all familiar with, that on Shabbos you have to make Kiddush. Says the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Zochar es Yoyim HaShabbos LeKadshoi. You remember the Shabbos Kodesh, LeKadshoi, to go and sanctify it. How do you remember that? Not by making public declarations or putting up signs, but Zechreyu al Hayayim. The way that you are Mekadesh Shabbos is that you go and make your Zikorin on wine, meaning that you make Kiddush. Where does it say anything about the Inyan of Yayin and Zechira? So you see the fourth Toisis brings two Psukim, one from Hoshea, one from Shir HaShirim. Zichru kiyein levonoin, naskira doidecha miyoyin. Each time there's a word of zechira, in kiyein levonoin, naskira doidecha miyoyin. So we see that zechira and yayin go together. And even though Toisus has brought these two psukim, and the Gemara says that's the din zechras yom shabbos akachoy, Toisus further down, roughly 10 lines into the Toisus, right before where you have the parentheses brochis daf chof, the line before v'nir the kiddush aliyayin asmachtehi. This is not minatoyra; it's midrabana, because you already yoytze the din of kiddush in shmonesre when you say baruch ato Hashem mekadosh Shabbos, and then you continue on. So the kiddush that we do aliyayin, which is a major drabana, as we know. But nevertheless, it's an asmachta from these psukim. It's not really a toiradik requirement. It's not a diaraisa. It's drabon. And as we'll see, Mitch, one of the Amid Beis, even though Toises brings these two psukim of yayin, but there's another way to go and show that you're being mekadesh to Shabbos, and that is you can go on Friday night on challah. You can go make kiddush on the challah, on the bread, as we'll see, Mitch, on the Amid Beis. Anyway, so continuing on the Gemara. So the Braisa says further, Ein li ela b'yoyim. I only know that there is a mitzvah of Kiddush during the day. Palayla minayin. How do you know that there's a mitzvah of making Kiddush on Friday night? Talmud loy mezocher es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadshoy, that is a din even at night. Now the Gemara is very much bothered by the lashon of this Braisa. The Gemara feels that this Braisa is really in reverse of reality. What do I mean, reverse in reality? Frek di Gemara, Balayla minayin, Adrab ikir kedusha balayla hu kodesh. The ikir kedusha is at night. The chi kodesh tchilas yoyma boy le kedusha. The whole inyan of Zocha Shabbos Abbas Akachai is that you remember Shabbos by embracing it, by extolling its virtues, and starting a beautiful kiddush and seuda in honor of Shabbos. It would make sense that this type of honoring Shabbos and remembering Shabbos should be b'chnisasoy, as Shabbos begins on Friday night. So how does the Braisa start off by saying, Ein li ela b'yoyim, I only know this din of Zechira during the day. How do I know the din of Zechira at night? What do you mean? It's the other way around. I might think that there's only a din of Kiddush at night and not a din of Kiddush during the day. Because at night when Shabbos starts, that's when you're supposed to go and sanctify it. That's when you're supposed to greet the Shabbos king or the Shabbos queen and embrace and hug it and say, Oh, Kum Terayim, Shabbos, and make Kiddush. So l'chayr the Braisa would seem to be in reverse. Again, quickly. Tana Rabbanan, Zochar Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh, Zochrei Aliyayim, Ein Li Ela B'Yoyim. I might think this halacha is only during the day, but like that, how do I know at night? Talmud loy mezochas yom b'shabbos dekachay. Frey timara. But laila minayin, we're asking, how do I know at night? Adrab ikir kiddush of laila kodesh. The ikir chiv of kiddush is Friday night. Why is that the ikir of kiddush? The chi kodesh tchilas yom b'boy l'kiddushay. It would make sense that this takana of zechrei aliyayin would be when Shabbos is about to begin, not when Shabbos is already 12 hours on Shabbos morning. Vesu. And let's go further. What did the Braisa say? How do I know that even at night, Tamaloy Mezocher es Yohaim? So Timur, Tana Mehedra Laila, the Tana is trying to find a makor, a source, for at night, the Kanosim Lekrod Yimama, and it brings a ray from a Pasuk of day. So that's the second Kasha. This whole Braisa seems to be Venahapachal. And in Chanami, the Gemara attack and takes the Braisa now and reverses it. And we start the Braisa again. Hochi Kamar. The Iker Kiddush is Friday night when Shabbos begins. Maybe there's only a din of Kiddush on Friday night, because that's when you are greeting the Shabbos and saying, Shabbos, come on in. We are sanctifying you. We are embracing you. How do you know that you continue to make Kiddush on Shabbos day? After all, Shabbos has already been with us for the last 12 hours or so, or more. And so therefore, how do you know that you make another Kiddush in the morning? Oh, Zochres Yoyma Shabbos, to go and tell you that during the day there's a second Chiyuv of Kiddush. So now, the Braisa is exactly the way it was originally. All we've done is we have taken one word and we have reversed it. In other words, if you go back to the beginning of the Braisa once again, Tana Rabbanan, Zochres Yoyma Shabbos Lekachoy, Zochrei Alayayin, there's a mitzvah to go and make Kiddush Alayayin. Where we had originally Eli Ela B'Yoyim B'Layla Minayin, all we do is switch around Eli Ela B'Layla B'Yoyim Minayin. I might have thought the din of Kiddush is only B'Layla, because that's Kinesosai, that's the beginning of Shabbos. Go and greet the Shabbos with a Kiddush. But B'Yoyim Minayin, how do I know B'Yoyim? Tamaloy Mezocher Es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, to go and tell you there's a special din of Yoyim. Now, Rishbam says, because all we're doing is reversing the order of two words, that's why we don't say Chesurei Mechsera. Usually, whenever we do some surgery on a Braisa and on a Mishnah, we say Chesurei Mechsera Bachiktani. Chesurei Mechsera means we have to delete some words, we have to add some words, we have to change things around. Here, all we have to do is just reverse one word. No amendments, no additions, no subtractions, just a role reversal for two words, and therefore our Gemara doesn't use the term Chesurei Mechsera. See, if you look at the Rishbam, four lines before the wide lines down below, in other words, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Omud, where the Rishbam begins, Hochi Ka'amar, says Rishbam, Afal Gavdi Ein Lefarish Loshen Hashoni Bebrais of Inyan Zeh. There's no way of learning the Braisa the way we learned it originally. It's only as a result of being Misaris, meaning that we're reversing it Lamafreya to the beginning. In other words, don't say Bayoim and then Balaila Minayin, but Balaila Bayoim Minayin. The word Chesurei Mechsera would be inappropriate. Why? There's nothing missing. Lamafreya means that it's backwards. It's out of order. So since it's only a small little to'us of a change of words, since we're not doing a major surgery where we're saying that there are words which are missing or there are too many words, it's just a simple, if you will, slight of the tongue. When the person was saying B'yoyim B'layla, he should have said B'layla B'yoyim, he said B'yoyim B'layla, but it's not a major change.
Excuse me, I don't understand the whole question from the start. We have a principle, Bahir Vayboker Yom Echad. We always have the halachic day begins by Shkir Sachama in the evening. Why was this? You're saying Yom is daylight. Yom starts at Shkir Sachama. I don't get the question.
You don't get the question on the Braisa to start off with?
I don't understand the whole thing. Zohar, so much of the country, the whole thing feels sort of like it's ignoring that whole thought that Vahir Vayiboker is Yom Mechad, means we begin halachic day at starlight.
In the evening.
It feels like it's
in the evening.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, that's in fact the Gemara's kasha. In other words, the Braisa, the way it begins is, I might have thought there's only Kiddush during the day. How do I know there's Kiddush Friday night? Says Barry, says the Gemara. What do you mean? Only during the day, not at night. The halachic day starts in the evening. If the halachic day starts in the evening, then of course Kiddush should be made at night initially, as we are greeting the Shabbos as it's approaching or as it's already come on the scene. Approach it now and go and sanctify it, hallow it, embrace it, go and say Kiddush. So that makes a lot of sense. The only question would be, do we have to make a new Kiddush in the morning? Because after all, as you pointed out correctly, halachically, this day is already an old day. The day already started Friday night at 6 o'clock. It's already now Shabbos day after davening, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, depending which minyan you go. Now it's time to make Kiddush again. Shabbos is already, you know, it's been here a long time. So why do I have to make another Kiddush? Tamaloimar, Zochres Yoima Shabbos Lekadshoi. A special din that not only when you start off Shabbos in the evening, but even during the day. And remember, this is an asmachta. This is not the Iker Limud. It's an inyan of Tikkunes Chacham. But the point is, the way it's said initially is Taka Yor Kasha. Why would I have thought that there's a din of Kiddush initially by Yoim and not Balayla? Balayla is a time where it's logically and halachically when the Kiddush should begin. Says the Gemara, you're right. And we switch around the two words. Talk to you more about it. B'yoyim mai mevarech. Now that we are satisfied that the Shabbos Kiddush is a little bit less than the Shabbos Kiddush on Friday night, now how do we know that the Shabbos Kiddush is secondary to the Friday night Kiddush? Well, number one, we just said now that the Iker is B'knisasai, and that on Shabbos, you also make Kiddush. But it goes further than that. It goes back on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, yesterday's blot, when the Gemara was discussing all of this. Back in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara said,
the audio.
You didn't lose the audio. I am looking back on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Iker Kiddush is at night and not during the day. So that's what I'm getting back to you. In, the Gemara said in the middle of the Amud, B'nei Rab Chia. Okay. Starting from Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, yesterday's blot, 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins Esve. Beginning of the line, Leile Shabbos Veleile Yontif. Yesh ben Kedusha Alakos. There is Kiddush. V'yesh ben Haskor Bebirchas Amazon. And you say Ritzei in the Shabbos benching. And you say Yala V'yovoi in the Yontif benching. This is Leile Shabbos Veleile Yontif. Shabbos V'yontif during the day. Ein ben Kedusha Alakos. There is no Kiddush Alakos. However, v'yesh ben askar v'brichas amazim, but you do say ritzei or yalav v'yovei in benching. So what the Gemara said now in this brisa is, there's Kiddush Friday night, but there's no Kiddush Shabbos morning. So for the Gemara, you're telling me there's no Kiddush Shabbos morning? The brisa just said that you do make Kiddush Shabbos morning. The Gemara, after we have reversed the words, it says, b'yoyim inayim and tamaloyim ezochres yoyim es yoyim ha-shabbos lekatcha. So you do make Kiddush. So, you know, kind of make up your mind. So b'yoy mai mevarech. Om Rav Yehuda b'yir p'ri gofen. Rav Yehuda says, you do make a Kiddush, but it's an abridged Kiddush. Abridged in the sense that Friday night we have this lengthy Kiddush, that after b'yir p'ri gofen, then we start the next bracha, and we eventually end off Mekadosh HaShabbos, Gizuntayt Barry. But on Shabbos, we only have a b'yir p'ri gofen, we don't have the second bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Okay, and of course, that's the halacha, as everybody is well aware, and that's only if you're drinking wine. For those that are drinking schnapps, based on a taz, that you can have chamar bedina as well, then you don't even make a bari pri gofen, you make a shahakal. Fine. All the other psukim that we say before, that's all based on minhagim, but that's not really the key. The key is to make the bracha bari pri gofen. So Gemara tells us now a story, a very interesting story. Rav Ashi Ikla L'Mechoyse. Rav Ashi was visiting Mechoyza on one Shabbos, and it was Shabbos morning, and Omru Lei, Lekadosh Lamar, Kiddusha Rabbah. We want to go and be Mechabed you, to go and make Kiddusha Rabbah. Literally, Kiddusha Rabbah means the great Kiddush, the big Kiddush. We'll talk about that more in a moment. Hovu Lei, they handed him the kais, and now he has to start making Kiddush. And he's starting to scratch his head, not literally, but figuratively. Sovar, my new Kiddush Rabbah. What does that mean, Kiddush Rabbah? Omar, mechti kola brochas kulum bari priyagofen, ami bereisha. So Omar bari priyagofen, viagid bei. Rav Ashi is thinking to himself, I know that the minhag in where I live is just to make a bari priyagofen. Just like Rav Yehuda just said a moment ago. My mevarech, bari priyagofen. I know that's what we always do. I'm not sure what the local custom here is in Mechoyza. It would appear that the custom in Mechoyza is something grander than just Bayer Priyagofen by the fact that they said I should make Kiddusha Rabbah. And therefore he was wondering, what should I do? Do I just make a Bayer Priyagofen? Or should I make also a second Bracha Mekadesh Shabbos? Maybe repeat the Kiddush from Friday night. What do I do? So Rav Ashi said, I have a good idea. I have a plan. I am going to go and make a Bayer Priyagofen. And at the end of the Bayer Priyagofen, I'm going to extend it a little bit and not finish off abruptly Bayer Priyagofen, but presumably he'll say a little chazonis, Bayer Priyagofen, what, something like that. And he'll see what the agitation level is among the oilam. If people are going to say, no, continue on to the next bracha, then he'll know to say another bracha. If he sees that people are getting impatient, they want a drink, then he'll see that he's finished with Kiddush. So that's, in fact, what he did. So says the Gemara. Sovar, my new Kiddush Rabbah. Rav Ashi was saying, what's the definition of Kiddush Rabbah? He was talking to himself. Omar, mechti kol brachas kum bayir priyagofen. Ami Bereisha. I mean, that's a given. Whenever you're making Kiddush, whenever you're doing anything, you always say Bayer Priyagofen first. That being the case, I'll say Bayer Priyagofen first, and we'll see what happens. Omer Bayer Priyagofen, he said Bayer Priyagofen, the Agid Bey. Rashi says, Rishbam says, the Agid Bey means He'erich. He was Ma'arich in the recitation of the Bayer Priyagofen. Chazel Husaba, and then he saw one of the elderly, and of course Barry's going to remind us who Hahusaba is.
So the Tosfos in Chulin Da'avav is Eliyahu HaNavi, with the exception of Shabbos on Gimel.
Very good. So according to a Yesh Mefarshim, the Tosfos in Chulin, some say that Hahusaba always is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi went and, or this Hahusaba went, the Gochen, he was bending over, Vishasi, and he started drinking. In other words, that besides the kos that Rav Ashi was holding, everybody else also had a small kos in front of them that had already wine in it, which the meltzar, the waiters, had prepared in advance, so that everybody can go and drink at the same time. They don't have to wait for Rav Ashi to go and pour off from his wine. Everybody had the same wine. And somebody please put yourself on mute, because we hear some background noise. Anyway, the Gochen Vishasi, he bent over and he started drinking, meaning that this Hahusaba became impatient. He was thirsty. He hadn't drunk since the previous night. He didn't even have a coffee before davening, and therefore he started drinking. As a result, Rav Ashi figured out, oh, now I know what this means. Kiddusha Rabbah is just Bayer Priyagofen, nothing more. And he was able to drink now and sit down, and he didn't make a second bracha. Rav Ashi said about himself, a chocham einav b'roishai. Someone who uses his brains, he prepares himself in advance, and he puts together a plan so he shouldn't afterwards be embarrassed. Oh, that was my plan. What was his plan? Says Rav Ashi, by saying Bayer Priyagofen and extending it a little bit longer than usual. In fact, this Hahusaba got impatient and started drinking. Oh, very smart, and I was able to see clearly, you only make a Bayer Priyagofen and not a second bracha like we do on Friday night. Now, that's the end of the story. But now the question is, why in fact did they call it Kiddusha Rabbah if it's just the Bayer Priyagofen? That's it, it's just a very short, simple bracha. What is all of this Kiddusha Rabbah business? So Reshbam says it's called Kiddush Rabba. It's the fourth wide line down below. Kiddush Rabba, Boyer Pri Goffin. The correlate Kiddush Rabba, the Akulu Kiddushay Ka'amrile. This is the minimum bracha that you always say by every single Kiddush, whether it's Kiddush on Shabbos, whether it's Kiddush on Yom Tov, whether it's the morning, whether it's the evening. You always say, at the very, very least, you always say a Boyer Pri Goffin. Yes, it's true that Friday night and Yom Tov evening you add, but at the very least, you always say Boyer Pri Goffin. And perhaps Rishbam also means that it's not only a question of making Kiddush, but we always have Boyer Pri Goffin. For instance, by benching, you have the Koishel Bracha, and at a bris, you always have a kos, and by a chasana, by the chuppah, you always have a kos, by the Birchas Erusin, and you have another kos, by the Birchas Nisuin. By Sheva Brachas, you always have, since Akidusha Rabba, this is the medium that you always use for many, many Kiddushim and for many, many mitzvahs that you want to go and sanctify and elevate the Kiddush by drinking wine. So you always make a Boyer Pri Goffin. So that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabba. It has many, many Kiddush functions, this Boyer Pri Goffin. However, the Ran says in the back of the Gemara that Kiddusha Rabba is really a, what we say, Beloshin Sagi Nohar. It's a euphemistic term. Says the Ran, that just like when Chas V'Shalom, someone is blind, we don't refer to him as a Suma, we refer to him as Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means that he has sufficient vision, or a lot of vision, a lot of light. It's a euphemistic term. Same thing over here, when we're talking about the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, since the Kiddush on Shabbos morning is such a poor Kiddush in the sense that it's only one bracha Boyer Pri Goffin, so therefore we use a beautiful term of Kiddush Rabba to make it feel good that we use a euphemism. So that's what it says out in the...
If you have a big Kiddush, you have herring, you have things, people saying, "Ah, about the Kiddush, it's a Kiddush Rabba."
That's another reason for Kiddush Rabba, but that's not what the Gemara is referring to. But yes, I agree with you, especially if you go to these fancy schmancy catered Kiddushim, you can have enough food there for a year, not just for Shabbos morning. Good. So that's Pshat Kiddush Rabba. Now the question is, Rav Ashi is coming to Mechoyza. Rav Ashi's custom throughout the year was always to make just a Boyer Pri Goffin. How would he be able to go and make a second bracha on Kiddush in Mechoyza? After all, that's not his minhag. Isn't that l'choira the possibility of a bracha l'batala? Everywhere else, when Rav Ashi was Mekadosh, he did like us, like Rav Yehuda said, just by a Pri Goffin. But if the minhag in Mechoyza were to be that you make two brachas, he was willing to jump in and say a second bracha. And based on this, there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Zatzal. Rav Moshe in the second volume of Oir HaChaim, it's tshuva number Tzadik Dalit. Somebody asked him that Pesach evening, which we're going to have in Yetz Hashem in another couple of weeks, he comes to an Ashkenaz shul, and after davening, guess what? They say Hallel with a bracha. So he asked Rav Moshe, that's not his minhag, he's an Ashkenaz, and he doesn't say Hallel with a bracha. He says Hallel, of course, at the Seder, but not in Shul at the end of davening. And in fact, he wants to be Mocha and tell them that, why are you doing that? Okay, among the Hasidim you have that minhag, but not in Nusach Ashkenaz. Why are you saying Hallel with a bracha? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, number one, that this is not only a minhag of Hasidim, this was minhag Hagra, that the Vilna Goyen and his Talmidim also used to go and say Hallel with a bracha. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, probably that's the reason why that shul, which is Minhag Ashkenaz, they say Hallel with a bracha, because of probably some of the founders or some of the major members wanted to go and be Noeg like the Gra. And then Rav Moshe says further, that when it comes time for Hallel, you, the Shoel, the one that's asking the question, do not leave the shul. Because if you leave the shul, it'll show that you're making a machlokis, that everybody else says the Hallel, and you don't want to say the Hallel, so you should stay. And Rav Moshe says, and you should say Hallel together with the Oilem. And if it's not your minig to go and say Hallel with a bracha, says Rav Moshe, then if you can do it in a way that nobody notices, then just say Hallel without a bracha. Just say the Hallel and don't say anything further. However, if people will notice, look, Yankel Smith, he doesn't make a bracha during the Hallel, then says Rav Moshe, make a bracha like everybody else. And don't think, but that's not my minik. I'm chas v'shalom a bracha levatala. I'm saying a bracha that I shouldn't be saying. Says Rav Moshe, look at Psachim Dav Kuvav, and he quotes our Gemara verbatim, that you see that Rav Ashi, even though his minig was not to say a second bracha of Kiddush, but if that's the minig in Mechoiza, he's going to make that bracha. And there was no shail in Rav Ashi's mind. He didn't go and say, well, it's not my minig, thank you very much, please. Be mechabed somebody else, not me, because I... No, if that's the minig of Malkum, say the bracha together with everybody else. And that's how Rav Moshe Paskin's based on our Gemara. One final note. You'll recall that back on Friday, 2 days ago, we quoted Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz, why on Havdalah don't we say Mekadesh Yisrael? And remember, Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara, and Barry was kind enough to send it around, is because of the fact of the Minim, that they're going to say that we are being Mekadesh Sunday with a special Kiddush, just like Friday night we make Kiddush to Mekadesh Shabbos. We're being Mekadesh Chas V'Sholom Sunday because that's the Yontif, the Sabbath of Christianity and Oisio Ish, etc., etc. So Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz says a beautiful vart over here too. And he says, why did Rav Ashi think that as a result of a Kedusha Rabbah, why in fact, what's the fact pattern over here? What was he clearing? What was he thinking about by this Kedusha Rabbah? And why didn't he ask them? He could have said, Rabbi, you know, we only do a Bayer Pri Goffin. Why is it that you're talking about a Kedusha Rabbah, which sounds like two brachas? What is this all about? So we're going to see in the Gemara in another moment, and we learned this already in the Gemara yesterday. What happens if on Friday night a person forgot to make Kiddush? Or he couldn't make Kiddush, he was not well. Or he didn't have wine or grape juice. Or he forgot, he fell asleep, he woke up Shabbos day. So we learned in the Gemara yesterday that if a person didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, then Mekadesh es kol Shabbos kula. He can keep on making Kiddush Agamtze Shabbos until the end of Shabbos. You can make a double bracha Kiddush Shabbos morning or in the afternoon if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. Ah, says Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz, that was the shaila Rav Ashi had. Rav Ashi was thinking to himself, if they're saying Kiddusha Rabbah, maybe they mean to say is that they didn't have wine last night, or they forgot to make Kiddush last night here in the town of Mechoiza. Perhaps everybody was eating together in the shul, and normally Friday night, as we learned before, like they have the minig even today in the larger shuls, they make Kiddush Friday night at the end of davening. Maybe they didn't have wine. Maybe they forgot. And maybe that's the reason why they're calling the Kiddush this morning Kiddusha Rabbah. And I don't want to embarrass them, says Rav Ashi, to have to ask them, what? Nobody made Kiddush last night? And therefore we have to now make a double brochet Kiddush. He didn't want to ask any questions. He didn't want to say anything. And therefore he figured, I have a way of finding out. I'll just make the Bayer Priya Goffin, and then we'll see what happens. If I see everybody say, Nu, Baruch, Baruch, then I'll know that I have to continue on with the second bracha. On the other hand, if I see people starting to drink, then I'll know it's only one bracha after all. So that's a pshat of Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara, Zok the Gemara Vayta. Amri b'nei Rav Chiya, Mishli hivdu motzei Shabbos, mavdu v'hoylich b'chol ha-Shabbos kulay. If you didn't go and make Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos for whatever reason, then you can continue to be Mavdal. The Lashon HaGemara sounds like for the rest of the week. Frek Gemara Vat Kama, really? Until the next Shabbos? On Reb Zeina, no. Ad Revi B'Shabbos. Only until Wednesday. And the Rishbam immediately says, Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, which means only until Tuesday night. So how does that mean B'chol HaShabbos Kulay? The Gemara explains, "Ki had the Yosef Reb Zera Kameid Reb Asi, the Amri Reb Asi Kameid Reb Yochanan, the Yosef Ka'amar Le'inyan Gittin Chodem B'Shabbat Trei Utlosa Basar Shabbat Arba V'Chamsha Umali Yoima is Kami Shabbat." What is all of that about? Says the Rishbam, what happens if, unfortunately, a husband and wife are getting divorced? So the husband says to the wife, Here, I'm giving you the get, but it'll only be chal, it'll only become effective, conditional on your giving me $200. Why $200? Presumably that means to cancel the choiv of the ksuva. And what did he say? He said, you have to give me the money after Shabbos, or he says, you have to give me the money before the next Shabbos. So now the question is, what's the definition of after Shabbos? And what's the definition of before Shabbos? So that's what our Gemara is telling us. That if you use the expression, you have to give me the money after Shabbos, that means up till and including Tuesday night. That's still considered to be part of the after Shabbos. If you're saying before Shabbos, that starts from Wednesday and continues on Thursday and Friday, that's called before Shabbos. So again, Le'inin Gittin, four lines from the bottom. Chod b'Shabbat, Sunday. Trey, Monday, Utlasa, and Tuesday, that's all called Basa Shabbat, that's all called give me the money after Shabbos. And if she gives the money within those 3 days, the condition was met, and the get is effective. If he says to her, I want you to go and give it to me before Shabbos means Arba v'chamshu mali yoyim, that means Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that's all called before Shabbos. By the way, as an aside, for those of you that are very careful about the yom that you say at the end of davening, you'll notice the Wednesday yom that we say before Ein Kelekeinu, before Aleinu, says at the end of that Wednesday Kapitel Tilim, the last two psukim are Lechuneran Melashem, the real Etzir Yishenu, etc. The Lechunerana, which is reminiscent of the davening which begins on Friday night. So Wednesday we're already saying, oh, we're heading towards Shabbos. That's considered to be Kami Shabbat. Okay, so what does this have to do now with what we said before about making Havdalah? So he's saying that since the Shabbos ends at the end of Tuesday night, because that's considered to be after Shabbos, that's when it ends, so you can go and say Havdalah until Tuesday night. Okay, that's a simple interpretation in the Gemara. But now the question is, why does the Gemara use the term Mavdu V'Hoylech B'Chola Shabbos Kulay, which sounds a whole week? And you're telling me, no, we don't really mean the whole week. We mean until Tuesday night. And the answer, Rabbi Say, is because we're all used to the idea that Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. And of course it is. That's what the Bria Sa'olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu created. First, Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, and then finally, Shabbos was the seventh day. However, if Shabbos becomes the central focus of our lives, and for most of us, that is the case. We're always wondering, where are we going to be for Shabbos? What are we going to do for Shabbos? Are we going to get guests for Shabbos? What are we going to eat? Where are we going to be? Where are we going to daven? Etc., etc. Shabbos is a major focus of our lives. So therefore, you can think of it as being the middle of the week is Shabbos. And therefore, when does the week begin? On Tuesday evening, the week begins. And it goes from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And then you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the week ends. No, I'm not saying that you should now change the nusach of your yom that you say every day, that on Sunday you should no longer call it Yom Rishon, call it Yom Revi. That's not what we're suggesting. What we are suggesting is that just like by Gittin, when you talk about before Shabbos, it means, oh, starting from Wednesday, that's called before Shabbos. And after Shabbos means until Tuesday night, that's called after Shabbos. Ah, that being the case, then the week for these purposes really began on Tuesday night, and ends next Tuesday night. And therefore, that's why he's saying, you forgot to go and make Kiddush on Shabbos. I'm sorry, Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. You can continue until the end of the week, meaning the end of this Shabbos week, which ends on Tuesday night. And I see that Barry has a point, has a question.
If the divorcing husband gets the money on Tuesday at midnight,
yes,
it's after Shabbos, but it's not before Shabbos yet. Did she be gerushas or not?
Until the beginning of Wednesday. So if it's Tuesday until 6 o'clock, she's divorced. If it's Tuesday night after 6 o'clock, assuming that's when Shki or Tzeisuk Chavim is, she's not divorced, and they're going to have to come back to court and work out another deal.
But you can't say Havdalah already. So I'm saying my question is, you can't say Havdalah. You can't say Havdalah. So it's Nishtahe, Nishtahe. It's not. You can't say Havdalah, but it's not yet...
One second. You can say Havdalah until Tuesday evening, until Shkia Tzeisa Kachav.
Right.
You can, the woman can pay the $200 to her husband until the very same time. So assuming that they forgot to make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, at the time that he is making Havdalah, she can go and hand over the money. Just like you can no longer make Havdalah a few minutes later after Seisar Kachavim, she can no longer fulfill the condition of giving the money after Shabbos because we're ready into the next week. Okay?
And if the condition was you give me the money before Shabbos, if she gives it to him at the same time, Tuesday evening, 9 p.m., it's not before Shabbos. Is it before Shabbos? I mean,
yes, it is.
The question is this: you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, but we're saying that Shabbos starts really Wednesday morning.
No. I didn't say that. Shabbos starts already Tuesday night after the Zman. I just said as a shtickle remez, maybe that's the reason why they were mesakin and the yoin that went to say lechun aranna, so that people should be in the field. And if you would like to institute a new minig in Klal Yisrael, we should start saying the yom on Tuesday evenings after tzeis, so that people already start then smelling the chulent and the kugel and feeling the kedusha of Shabbos. By all means, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Okay, but you answered my question.
Okay. Anyway, that's the end of that shtickle. So even though you can continue making Havdalah for the rest of the week, meaning until Tuesday night, Rav Yaakov bar Idi, avaloi al ha'or. You cannot go and make Havdalah in the terms of the candle, boiri ma'iru eish, beyond Matzah Shabbos. Why can't you make it beyond Matzah Shabbos? Because of the fact, says Rishbam, the last Rishbam, because the whole reason why we take the candle on Matzah Shabbos is because we remember in the times of Adam HaRishon that was the first time that he created fire. But that's on Matzah Shabbos. That's not Sunday. That's not Monday. So you can make Havdalah ala kos until Tuesday night, but you cannot go and make Borim Aru Eish beyond Matzah Shabbos. Our Gemara doesn't deal with the question of psamim, but the Shulchan Aruch says that the same halacha also applies to psamim, also only on Matzah Shabbos, because the whole inyan of the psamim is because you've lost the neshama yaseira, and so therefore the body and the neshama and the spirit feels a tremendous letdown, a tremendous depression. Ay, 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 look what happened, we're losing our neshama yaseira, Shabbos is over. So you smell the wonderful spices, and that's trying to give you a shtickel shot in the arm, not a vaccine, but to go and give you some strength. Oh, I'm reinvigorated, I smell this psalm. But once you get to Sunday morning, the loss of Neshama Yaseira, in a sense, has dissipated, and so therefore, you only make the psalm, you only make a brach on the psalm. Even you can make a brach on psalm whole week. Bar Mar Eish, you can only make a Matzah Shabbos. Anytime you take out the psalm jar from your closet, the pantry, and you want to smell, you can. But there's no chiv anymore of Bar Mar Psalm beyond Matzah Shabbos. Okay, new halacha now. Amr Bruna Amr Rav. Hanoitu Yodov Lo Yikadosh. What happens if a person went and washed his hands for Hamoitzi, like we all wash? However, he didn't make Kiddush yet. And now that he washed his hands, he says, oy, vey, 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 I didn't make Kiddush. What should you do? So our halacha tells us, our Gemara tells us, that if you already washed your hands, don't be the one that's Mekadosh. Because if you're going to be the Mekadosh person, it's going to be a Hesach Hadas. You will have forgotten from the beginning of your Netivas Yadayim until the time that you eat your hamotzi, you will have forgotten that you even washed your hands. You will have forgotten that the reason why you wash your hands is for hamotzi, because you have this lengthy kiddush in between. And the Rishbam says that in fact, if this person does make kiddush, after kiddush is over, he's going to have to wash his hands again. And he's going to have to go and make a alatilas yadayim again. And therefore he's going to go and make a bracha levatala. And therefore, yes, he could make Kiddush, he's not precluded from making Kiddush. However, it's not a good idea that he make Kiddush, because you don't want a person to have to go and make a bracha levatala. So therefore, he should rather, after washing his hands, and when people are looking to him for Kiddush, he should motion that somebody else should make Kiddush, so he shouldn't have Hesach Hadas. Azo yizok the Gemara. Amru Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Rav is still alive and kicking. He hasn't passed away yet. Have you already forgotten the halachis and the uvdis of Rav that you're now telling that halacha? Don't you recall that Zimnan Sagi and Havakim the Kamid Rav? I myself, says Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, I was a frequent flyer in the home of Rav, and I noticed that on Friday nights, Zimn de Chaviva le Rifta Mekadesha Rifta, Zimn de Chaviva le Chamra Mekadesha Chamra, that in fact, he wasn't an only wine person. There were some times that Rav would make Kiddush on the challah, and sometimes he would make Kiddush on the wine. What did it depend on? It depended on Chaviva le, whatever was his gishmak that night. And Rishbam says, we see from this, that when it comes to making Kiddush, you should make Kiddush on something which you is gishmak, that you feel good about, that you like it. And that adds, if you will, to the quality of the Kiddush, and to the quality of being Mekadesh Shabbos. Oh, I'm so happy to Mekadesh Shabbos because I'm drinking the wine that I love, or I'm eating the challah that I love, and that gives you a greater degree of endearment for the Shabbos. So Ibazoi, when Rav did make Kiddush on the rifta, on the bread, on the challah, what did he do? Obviously, he washed first, and then he made the entire Kiddush, and then he made Hamoitzi, and then he was Yotze, both the din of Kiddush, as well as that he made Hamoitzi on the Lechem Mishnah. So why don't you say it's a Hesach Hadas? How could Rav possibly do this? He's been Mesiach Das from the Tilis Yadayim until eating the bread, until eating the challah. So therefore, says the Gemara, is the Charaya that you can be Noitel Yodov, and you can be Mekadesh after all. Now, there is what would seem to be on the surface a major distinction between a person who's Noitel Yodov and makes Kiddush on wine, and a Noitel Yodov and makes Kiddush on challah, because every time that you wash, your das is on the challah. So even though he's making a lengthy Kiddush on the challah, but ultimately he's going to eat challah, and that's why he washed. So therefore I can easily understand why this is not considered to be Hesach Hadas. And he's making Seder Boyer Perik Ofen. He makes a Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz. Afterwards, Mekadesh Shabbos, and he eats from the challah. Maybe then, that's when you would say, Hanoitel Yodav Yekadesh. But maybe not by wine. Because after you make the Kiddush on the wine, you still have to make a Moitzi on the challah. So the Rishbam is bothered by that. And the Rishbam says, by the fact that the Gemara doesn't respond. Remember, this is the first man, the Yomu was Rav Bruna Omer Rav, said, Anoitel Yodav Lo Yekadesh. The fact that he doesn't respond and say, how can you compare? There you're talking about making Kiddush on the challah. I'm talking about making Kiddush on wine between the Tilis Yadayim and between eating the challah. Since the Gemara doesn't make that distinction, said Rishbam, apparently this is not considered to be a major difference. The Chachamim were not mafling, the Chachamim didn't make a difference between this case and the other case. The assumption is that if you can hold your focus and your mind on the Netilas Yadayim until after eating the challah, even though you made this lengthy Kiddush in between, you can do the same thing even if the Kiddush is not on the challah, the Kiddush is on the wine, the same halach applies, no problem. And this is the Maskonas HaGemara, that in fact you can go and make Kiddush between the washing and between the Hamoitzi, you can make Kiddush in between. And that's what the top Tosis says in the first line, Pirush Rishbam, Ubeseder Rav Amram, Mishum Hesach Hadas, Vekasha, no, I wasn't thinking of that Tosis, second Tosis. Zim Sagina Vekim the Kamid Rav, Hashta Masik, the Maskona Sagimora is, the Kiddush Loi Have Hesach Hadas, this is not a Hesach Hadas, and you can go and make Kiddush in between the Netilas Yadayim and between eating the challah. And, as many of you know, that this is in fact the minhag in many Yekisha families, in families from originally from Germany, that's their minhag, that they go and wash their hands first, they go and make Kiddush, even on wine, and after that, they go and make Hamoitzi and eat the challah. And this is not a newfangled notion on the part of German Jewry, but in fact this is brought in Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that the minig in Medinos Ashkenaz, yes, I realize Ashkenaz is Germany, but usually Medinos Ashkenaz means among the Ashkenazim as opposed to the Svardim, that was the prevalent minig that people used to wash first, make Kiddush, and then make Hamoitzi shortly thereafter, and it was not considered to be Hesach Hadas. Of course, that is not the general custom in most communities today, but it's still continued by the Yekesha communities. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Zokti Moravaiter. Zokti Gemara. Omer Rav. To'am einoi mekadesh. To'am einoi mekadesh means if somebody started eating before making Kiddush on Friday night, he should not make Kiddush Friday night. He should make Kiddush on Shabbos morning. You started eating, you didn't make Kiddush, don't make Kiddush tonight, make Kiddush the next morning. The Gemara doesn't explain what the reason is for that. It would appear that either the Gemara holds that it's a shtickel knas, that we want to penalize this person. What? You started eating without making Kiddush? Even if he did a bishogeg, this would be a major wake-up call if we tell him, you didn't make Kiddush, sorry, you got to wait until tomorrow morning. And hopefully this would remind him never to do something like this again. He'll always remember to make Kiddush properly on Friday night. That could be his one pshat. Another pshat that is given is that you always make Kiddush before you begin a seuda. If the person already began the seuda by eating before making the Kiddush, or you want to make Kiddush, you got to make a Kiddush before the seuda. Therefore, we wait until tomorrow morning when we're going to have a seuda Shabbos, and then you're going to go and make Kiddush at that time. More doesn't go into whether or not you can continue eating tonight without the benefit of making the Kiddush or not. L'maisa, we don't paskin like this Mandi Yomar, but this Mandi Yomar holds To'am Einoi Mekadesh. Don't make Kiddush Friday night, make Kiddush Shabbos day. That was the, if you remember what we said on the Amud Aleph, according to Rav Blaza Moshe Horovitz, that's the reason why Rav Ashi wasn't sure why they asked him to make Kiddush Rabba. Is it because they forgot to make Kiddush the previous evening and now are making the big Kiddush? Now, what happens if the same thing happens in Matzah Shabbos? You come home and by mistake you start eating, and only afterwards do you realize, oh, I didn't make Avdolah yet. What do I do? Amalei, ani oimer to'am mavdil. That even though you were toyim, you can be mavdil Matzah Shabbos. You don't have to go and wait for the next morning. In other words, there's a difference between Friday night and Matzah Shabbos. Friday night, if you forgot or you didn't, wait for Kiddush the next day. But on Matzah Shabbos, if you didn't make Avdolah, you can still make Avdolah the same night. However, Vravasi Omar, Toam Einam Avdol. No. Once you toyim, you cannot be Mavdol that night. Forget about it. Okay, so we have a machloikis now between Rav Huna and between Ravasi. So Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Ikla Bei Ravasi. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba was now visiting the home of Ravasi. He comes in, he sees on the table, and it's Matzah Shabbos, they're just coming home from davening, and he sees on the table, Echweiss, a delicious chocolate, or whatever. Ishtli, he was forgetful, and he was toyim, and in fact, he ate this little piece of fruit, cake, chocolate, whatever it was. And then, and then they give him a kos to make Havdalah, and he made Havdalah. Omrli Debisu, the Rebbetzin of Ravasi, remember this is in Ravasi's house, and Ravasi was the one that paskin to'am Einam Avdol, so Rebbetzin Ravasi says, she says to her husband, or she says to the guest, but that's not the way my husband does it. If Chas v'Shalom we're forgetful on Matzah Shabbos, we wait until the next morning. Like we said before, Ravasi says, Toam Einam Avdol. Why did you make Avdolah tonight? Amalos Ravasi felt for his guest, and he said to his wife, Shavke, leave him go. Don't criticize. Kirabi Svirale, he holds either like Rav Huna or like Rav, and Rishbam says in the bottom that apparently Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and therefore Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba was either a Talmud of Rav or a Talmud of Rav Huna. He follows that line of halacha, that To'am Avdol, that's why he made Avdolah. So even though I don't do it and you don't do it, but he holds To'am Avdol, it's fine. Rav Yosef Amishmuel, To'am Einam Mekadesh, To'am Einam Avdol. Oh, like we said before, both on Friday night, if you were toyim, don't make Kiddush tonight, wait until the next morning. To'am, if you started eating on Matzah Shabbos and you didn't make Avdolah, Einam Avdol, wait until the next morning to make Avdolah. That's what Rav Yosef HaMishmul said. V'Rav Amram Nachman HaMishmul said, no, just the opposite. To'am Mekadosh. If you were toyim and you forgot, make Kiddush, you make Kiddush Friday night. You don't wait till the next morning. V'To'am, if you were toyim on Matzah Shabbos and you forgot, the Mavdol you make Avdol. Omer Rav Hilchaso To'am Mekadesh V'To'am Mavdil. If Chas Hashem, you forgot either Kiddush or Havdalah, then go and make Kiddush and Havdalah on Friday night or Matzah Shabbos respectively. Umishle Kiddush Erev Shabbos. What happens if you were not Mekadesh Erev Shabbos, meaning Leil Shabbos on Friday night? Like we said, Mekadesh Voylech Kaliyam Kulay, and Matzah Shabbos, you can go and make Kiddush the next morning and the next afternoon by Shalosh Shudas until Matzah Shabbos. You have 24 hours to go and make Kiddush if for some reason you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. Mishle Hivdom on Matzah Shabbos. What happens if the person didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? Ma'avdah Voylech Kaliyam Shabbos Kulay, you can go and say Havdalah the entire week. And again, it doesn't mean the week, it means until Tuesday night. We just finish off another couple of lines. A Meimar repeated this whole shtickel Torah of Rava. Remember the top line begins, Omer Rava Hilchasa. So a Meimar now repeated the whole thing with one major change. A Meimar Pasach Lo L'Hashmaita D'Rava B'Hai Lishna. He said the following Lashon. Omer Rava Hilchasa To'am Mekadesh To'am Avdu. Word for word like we said on the top line. If you by mistake were Toyim on Friday night, make Kiddush Friday night. You forgot Matzah Shabbos, make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. Mishalei Kiddush be'erev Shabbos, if he didn't make Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, Mekadesh Voylech Kaliyam Kulay. You can still make Kiddush Shabbos morning and Shabbos afternoon. Mishalei Hivdu b'Matzah Shabbos, whoever didn't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, Ma'avdu v'Voylech Kaliyam Kulay. You can continue going and making Havdalah the whole day. Now how does this Lashon of a Meimar differ from the first Lashon? 90% is the same. The only difference is in the final halacha, and that is Mishle Hivdu b'Matzah Shabbos. Previously, we said according to the first line of Rava, Mavd v'Hoylech Kol Shabbos Kuloi, which means until Tuesday night. So similarly, says the Gemara, that is the first lashon. But a Meimar said according to Rava, Mishle Hivdu b'Matzah Shabbos, Mavd v'Hoylech Kol Yom Kuloi. You only have Sunday. You don't have Sunday night, and you don't have Monday, and you don't have Tuesday. You have to make it on Sunday. Because Havdalah is the Havdalah between Shabbos and Chol, the Sheish Yisimei HaMasa. When does the Sheish Yisimei HaMasa begin on Sunday? Okay, so you can go make Havdalah the first 5 minutes after Tzeis HaKachavim, it's after Rebbeinu Tam. 5 minutes later, you can make Havdalah. You can make Havdalah at 8 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, the whole day. But only one day, you cannot do it beyond that one day. L'maisa, we don't paskin like Amema's version of Rava, we paskin like the first version of Rava, that if a person forgot to go and make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, or he didn't have wine, he couldn't, whatever the story was, he can continue going and making Havdalah until Tuesday night. And with this, we'll conclude our Baisai. Yishar koyach all for joining. Barry, you still have a question?
You said not this year now on the machine?
In Yetz Hashem, I will, but it'll only go out later this morning because I don't have my computer with me. But in Yetz Hashem, yes, a little later today, we will send out the share. The Zoom version will go out shortly, but the WMA version will go out a little bit later.
Okay. Thank you for the share, Rabbi.
Brother Shai, I see you had some questions.
Yes, Akaki lo nach, it says Akaki lo nach nafshe the Rav. What kind of language is that? Rav is not yet dying. I mean, it's
the reason why he's saying that is, if you look back on the Omer Aleph, it was Omer Rav Bruna, Omer Rav. Rav Bruna is repeating this halach in the name of Rav. So he's saying is, if Rav Chas V'Sholom had passed away, then it makes sense that people might be misquoting the great sage Rav. Rav is still around. We can go and knock on his door. We can call him on the telephone, send him an email and say, Rav, tell us, what's the halach in this situation?
Yeah, but the language is a little bit strange. He hasn't yet died. He said, Rav Akati Khan, you know, Rav is with us. Okay, like we're anticipating Chas V'Sholom.
I hear you. I have no answer. If you find something, let me know.
All right. Mazel tov on the bris.
Thank you. Noav Simchis, with all of you. Yeah.